This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to The Christian Gentleman with Roy Knight.
Hello, my name is Roy Knight for The Christian Gentleman. I am a regular at fast food chains in town. I like to get a quick lunch and get back to the office. I don't like to waste time. Once in a while, I will forego the restaurants and get a can of soup. Currently, my favorite is New England clam chowder. I can buy them at Aldi's for just $1.39 for a large can, and to me, that's a good deal in my book. So the other day, I popped the top off of a can of chowder for lunch, put it in a bowl, and set the microwave for a minute and a half. After the timer went off, I stirred it and put it back in for another minute and a half. Whenever I opened the door, I saw that it was simmering around the side of the bowl. So I let it sit there for a few seconds. While the bowl was still in the microwave, I put my spoon in the chowder to stir it, and all of a sudden, it exploded. Hot chowder flew all over my hand and some on the floor up to 3 feet away. I immediately put my hand under some cold water from the faucet. The sting of the burn could be felt for the rest of the day. Sadly, some people are like that chowder. They do not have control over their emotions, and at the drop of a hat, they will explode. Dealing with such people is like walking on eggshells. One never knows what will set them off. The Bible speaks of such people. Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would not fall down to his golden idol in Daniel chapter 3. Herod was exceedingly angry when the wise men did not report about the whereabouts of the baby Jesus in Matthew chapter 2. Solomon wrote concerning such men by saying in Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 11, "A fool vents all of his feelings, but a wise man holds them back." He went on to say, "A fool's wrath is known at once, but a prudent man covers shame." Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 16. He made this comparison in Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 28 by saying this, "Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls." Yet this is not the way of a Christian. The Apostle Paul said in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 8, "But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth." He later said in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 3, "Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you." Christian leaders, as they set their examples for the flock, must also be on guard against this kind of a spirit. Elders or bishops are admonished not to be violent or quarrelsome in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 3. Paul in his letter to Titus said that they are not to be quick-tempered in chapter 1 and verse 7. If elders, then how much more would this stand for preachers? We must be mindful that eyes are watching how we conduct ourselves. They want to see Jesus in us. It's one thing to be burned by a bowl of New England clam chowder, but something else to be burned by a fellow Christian. That's why James said, "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God." James chapter 1, verses 19 through 20. That's all I have for right now. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God? May the Lord bless you as you seek to do His will, and I'll see you next time on The Christian Gentleman.
We thank you for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on several social media platforms now. You can find us not only on Facebook, but you can also find us on Tumblr. You can also find us on the Twitter alternative known as Telegram, and on the Facebook alternative known as MeWe. We hope you enjoyed this program. We hope you will share with others. And as always, we thank you for listening.